Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The best things in life are free.
All right, this is the firm of Harris and Moran. We're following this Chauncey Billups story closely. We'll bring in Ben Golliver of the Washington Post. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are one of the unsung heroes for this market right now as you are doing the dirty work. I imagine you did not have this on your bingo card this morning. How has your morning been?
Oh, definitely a big bombshell to wake up to. We got to say, though, this isn't the first one for the NBA, right? And we had the Jonte Porter situation last year. I think there's some real shared elements in this one, as well as that Jonte Porter situation. It kind of raises the question about the league's integrity even higher than it was previously raised. I mean, this is a league that has completely embraced, gambling, daily fantasy, all those kinds of things. And I think with that, come some bad actors, some manipulators. And in this case, I would say a full-fledged scandal.
Yeah, Ben, let's stick right there real quick before we get into Billups. Let's stay with the league right now. And Adam Silver, whether it's this gambling stuff or what's going on with the Clippers organization and Kawhi, this all, whether he's involved or not, this all falls on his watch. What are the implications long-term, not just for him, but for the NBA, from even casual viewers?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, if you do look at the bottom line, the NBA has been extremely profitable during Adam Silver's tenure. Franchise values have gone way up. Player salaries have gone way up. Obviously, they signed these huge, lucrative television rights deals that have gone into effect this season with Amazon and NBC and ESPN. And so the business under Adam Silver has been booming. But as you mentioned, there's been some real questions about the sources of that money, right? I mean, we noticed there was an FTX scandal, related to, an arena sponsorship in Miami, the Kawhi scandal here in Los Angeles with the, Aspiration, allegedly giving money, to Kawhi Leonard and, with the Clippers involvement. There's also, you can look at things like foreign investment funds, starting to get involved with NBA investment into organizations as well. And some people would question, okay, well, what does that mean for the future of the league as well? So to me, it's kind of a two-edged sword. I mean, if you're going to be a revenue-focused, profit-focused league, and you're willing to kind of look the other way, with some shady sources of money, you have to be prepared that it could come back to bite you. And certainly that's what's happened today.
Ben, as you've dove into this, what have you kind of found or learned in the early goings as information is still kind of just being shotgunned out?
Yeah, look, I mean, one of the federal indictments I was digging into, it essentially runs through 7 NBA games that potentially were targeted by illegal gamblers. Now, I think for the people in Portland, the one that they're going to be most interested in, was a game in, let me get the date for you, March 24th, 2023. Everybody remembers that season. The Blazers are in the full tank down the stretch to try to improve their draft positioning. They lose to the Chicago Bulls 124-96. It's not a huge surprise that they lose that game because Damian Lillard, Yusuf Nurkic, Jeremy Grant, and Anthony Simons, for their starters, don't play. Now, I think, at the issue for the federal prosecutors is this idea that those four players were not ruled out, well in advance of that game. And information allegedly was sent by Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups to one of the defendants in this case that, you know, the Blazers were going to be tanking that game. They weren't going to play their guys and basically, you know, bet on the Bulls, essentially. If Lillard's not going to be out there and Nurkic isn't going to be out there. The morning of that game, Lillard was listed as probable with calf tightness. Nurkic was listed as questionable with right knee soreness. They were both ruled out later, on a subsequent injury report right before the game started. But the bets were placed before that information became public. And so there's obviously, an advantage for those gamblers to be able to know that information. The bets were successful. Apparently the betting, the amount was roughly in the neighborhood of $100,000. And I think it bears mentioning this is almost exactly the same type of deal that got Jontay Porter into hot water last year, right? If you're providing information that should be private to people who are betting on the game before it becomes public, in that case, it was Jontay Porter saying he planned to leave games early with an injury. You can't do that. You're in big trouble. And Jontay Porter already has a lifetime ban by the NBA. It should be noted he pleaded guilty to wire fraud charges. So the NBA has already acted pretty quickly here. They've put Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier basically on leave as they continue to investigate. But what we've seen is that if this is true, if prosecutors can prove this, there's going to be very serious repercussions for the people involved.
He is Ben Golliver of the Washington Post. Joining us today to talk about Chauncey Billups being arrested by the FBI.
To give further context to that, Ben, the game before, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Utah Jazz. In a game where both Damian Lillard and Jusuf Nurkic played, they combined for 50 points. The Blazers won one more game down the stretch of that season. So it's...
Yeah, look, I think it was 2-15 to close it, right?
Yes.
That was a 30-point moment, probably.
Ben, I want to ask you this question from a Blazer perspective, from the players and the coaching staff that's in there. You follow this league. You know this team. And it's pure speculation, but how do you go about, whether it's an organizational standpoint or a player standpoint, continuing to play basketball? We have one game on the books. We got 81 more of these games, new ownership coming in. How do you get up and go to practice or play a Warriors team coming to town tomorrow?
Well, I think it's especially tough for the Portland Trail Blazers because they just showed a big sign of faith and confidence in Chauncey Billups this summer, didn't they, with the contract extension? So if they were going to go a different direction, if they thought that there was a need for a leadership change, they could have made that at some point. And I'm talking about unrelated to this case. So the message to the players in that situation is that this coach is our guy. Well, now your guy is not going to be available for a while because the feds are looking at him and the NBA has had to step in. So that is a very challenging situation for any organization. Now, obviously, I watched the Blazer game last night. I was impressed by how hard those guys were playing. I mean, obviously, it didn't go the way down the stretch. They kind of get their hearts ripped out by Anthony Edwards. But that was a high energy, high activity group. And you got a lot of professional players in that locker room. I thought it was a much better showing, despite the loss, than a lot of what we saw last year. I thought they made some good culture moves with their roster over the summer to clear out some guys who maybe weren't helping and get some guys with, I would say, better competitive character. So I would say, I don't know if this is a silver lining, but it's probably better that it happened for this group than it happened to last year's group. You know, I think that there's some good veteran leaders in there. A guy like Jrue Holiday could certainly help. And then it's going to be a next man up probably from the coaching staff. But ultimately, this is a real test for the new ownership group as well. And it's still in transition. I understand that. But, ultimately, as an organization, you have to have values, right? So Chauncey Billups is put on leave. But you've got to ask yourself, if you're the owner, is there enough smoke here to just make a decision, right? Is this the kind of thing that we want to be involved with? Do we want to just have a clean break here, go forward with somebody else, and that way we can try to move on as quickly as possible? That's the kinds of questions I would be asking if I was in those meetings with the Blazers executives today. It's like, hey, do we really, want this whole thing to play out, loom over our season? Or is this so serious? Are the details, so scandalous here that we need a fresh start? You got to ask those questions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ben, we kind of opened this with kind of like holistically what this means for the league. If you were Adam Silver right now, how big of a stain is this on your tenure, your legacy? Is this something that he recovers from?
No, it's a very fair question. Like I said, owners are pretty happy with Adam Silver in general prior to this scandal because he's been making them money left and right. You know, it's crazy, the numbers. Like when Michael Jordan bought the Charlotte Hornets, it was like a couple hundred million dollars. The Lakers just sold for $10 billion. You know, that's their valuation. And that was only like a 15-year difference, right? So the economics have exploded, and every time they've had the chance, the owners, to decide, do we still back Adam Silver or not, they always give him the extensions, and they seem very pleased with him. So the question becomes, is this now just a part of doing business if you're the NBA? Are you going to say, hey, we're going to have a scandal here, we're going to have a scandal there, but we actually don't care that much as a league because we're making so much money? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. How much is their reputation worth to these owners? And I think the challenging part about today's developments, you can't just say, oh, it's one guy, Jonte Porter, it's one bad actor. Oh, he wasn't even really a full-time NBA player. He's just a two-way guy. Like, it's very difficult to downplay this because, some of the other games that were mentioned in the federal indictment, we're talking about injury issues for players like LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Now, there was no implication of their involvement in the scheme, but they were saying essentially information about those guys' status was getting to gamblers, and they were placing, large bets on the games involving those players. To me, that starts to feel more like a fundamental problem for the NBA, right? Like, if you just can't control this thing, if there's so many weak points and people are, bad actors are willing to enable to get into a whole bunch of different teams, because it's not just the Portland Trail Blazers. There's Lakers games affected. There's Magic games affected. There's the Hornets game affected, right? You got all these different games. At some point, it's more than a black eye, right? It becomes what people associate with your league. And, think about this. Imagine if you're the executives at Amazon or NBC, ESPN. You're so excited. You're rolling out all these new media coverage strategies, all these new game times, and you're trying to get people to watch your networks. And, of course, you spent billions of dollars to partner with the NBA. And this is what gets dropped on your doorstep. Right at the start of the season when you're trying to build all this excitement. I would imagine that they're flabbergasted at this point. I mean, obviously that's my speculation, but you can imagine how you would feel if you were an Amazon executive getting ready to cover the league for the first time with games starting on Friday for them, and this is what they're dealing with the night before.
Ben, one of the things that I'm sitting here looking at, it kind of spins off of that is, You mentioned it's not Jonte Porter. It's not a fringe two-way guy, G League guy. Terry Rozier is a solid player and has had a solid NBA career. Chauncey Billups was just elected to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The weight and the gravity of Chauncey Billups, forget it being local, this guy was a legend. This guy is a member, a face of a legendary franchise. When you kind of go through eras and champions and styles, we champion that Pistons run.
Took down a Lakers dynasty.
Like, how does the league get its hands around that? Because they can no longer run from, oh, it's these fringe actors.
Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't just kind of cast aside Jonte Porter. I mean, you have to take a deeper look at it. I mean, to me, I think that the lesson here is a little bit of humanity. I mean, how many people do you know in your life that have problems with gambling, right? I mean, this is a real – and this isn't just something, oh, this is great, we're making a whole bunch of money. I mean, I think that gambling, not even just illegal gambling, in some cases can ruin lives, and people have a good time with it. But, you know, I mean, there's a reason why they have to read off all these super lengthy gambling hotline numbers and call these people for help at the end of commercials. When they're trying to advertise these products is because they know that there's a really dark and downside to it. And I guess the Chauncey part of it just shows that anyone can get caught up in it, right? I mean, you know, he's not the most famous player of all time, but certainly a very, very high profile player. You know, it's, and, you know, a well-known and well-respected coach as well. So it's very unfortunate for the game. But I think that this is part of the calculus when you're deciding to do business with these companies. And I think the next question for the NBA is, do you have to scale some of this back, right? You know, do we have to not focus so much effort on chasing the gambling dollars and the daily fantasy prizes? I mean, you know, you see tweet after tweet about, here's my prize picks today, you know, here's the over-unders. I mean, it's become such a huge part of this sport. And, you know, the efforts to, you know, regulate it and track things are definitely there. But as this indictment points out, they're not 100% effective. You know, the NBA has really tried, by the way. You know, they were explaining to me a couple of weeks ago on a call that they track like hundreds of thousands of referee calls and non-calls over the course of a season to look for any sort of a suspicious behavior on that side. And they felt very, very good about their safeguards and their checks when it comes to the referees, because obviously they dealt with the Tim Donaghy scandal back in the day. And so this just shows you, I mean, you could pour tons of resources and manpower and brain power. You're not getting, you know, blindsided by this if you're the league, right? Like, you know, this is a potential issue. You've worked to try to protect your sport. And I think today's developments show, you know, protecting from every single bad actor, it's just impossible. You can't do it. There's too much money to be made by these people, you know, trying to gamble with inside information.
He is Ben Golliver of the Washington Post. Ben, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. We'll keep following you and see whatever you have on the story as it continues to develop. And I can't thank you for doing the Lord's work for us today.
Well, hey, quickly, what do you guys want to have happen? I mean, is it time for the Blazers to change course here? I mean, do they need to go a different direction for the betterment of the team, for the betterment of the group? I mean, what's the right next step?
I personally believe so. I think we were having this conversation earlier this week that I was really starting to get on board with Joe Cronin and a lot of cool stuff that he was doing, the contract extensions to Tumani and Shaden and bringing in veteran guys. And what we saw on the court last night, I was ready to come in today and say, I really like where this is going. I think it's so messy and so dirty and so gross that you need to distance yourself as far away from it as possible. Anybody that has connections to Chauncey, it's not fair to some of those guys that aren't involved. But I think you just want to be as far away from them as possible.
Yeah, the preponderance of evidence as it stands right now, a multi-year investigation. Again, it's, you know, selfishly or my biases, like Chauncey's been great to me. Great dude and everything that goes with it. And he's innocent until proven guilty. But I think he has to go. Like that's the...
They all do.
That's the insanity. It's absolutely nuts.
And so, I think if you're an owner, you just want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Start clean.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, especially if you're the new owner, too. I mean, it's tricky because who officially is in charge? I mean, the Lakers are dealing with the same thing down here where you got the current owner and the owner-to-be sitting side by side at the game. I thought it was kind of the same deal with Portland. That adds a tricky dynamic. But, hey, if you just spend billions on an asset, you might be in protection mode. You know, you might be trying to make sure that thing doesn't deteriorate. So, yeah, we'll have to see how this plays out. But, you know, it's a tough blow for fans. And you guys are hitting the right notes. I mean, this is all about the integrity of the sport, trying to win people's trust back, and it's taking a big blow today.
You're spot on. Thanks, Ben Golliver. Please keep in touch, and we'll reach out to you if we need you, but keep doing the good work, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
Appreciate you, BG.
That is Ben Golliver of the Washington Post joins us. That was a fantastic moment there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.